Hello.
Oh.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling you from a National Opinion Surveys, trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for a survey, ma'am.
I'm a Democrat.
Oh,
can I help you?
Your opinions are. Yeah, your opinions are always welcome. We respect any opinions that you have, ma'am. I just want to make
okay.
sure.
All right.
Oh. All right, thank you. So I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to make sure I'm speaking to the right person, is this Sean?
No, it's not.
No,
it's not Sean.
Sean? Sean? Oh, okay. Sorry. And this? No, so let me see. Okay, let me ask you, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American?
I'm African-American.
Okay, thank you. what is your age?
75,
thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say 7, 6. It all depends. That's a difficult question to answer. Well, right now, especially with all the confusion that's going on, so kind of difficult to rate it, honestly.
So it's kind of like,
I would say at this particular point, I would say I'm thinking that it's going to get better under a Democratic president. It will, and legislators. So hopefully, I'll say that where we are right now is better than where we were. So I'll give it a 7.
So you'd be satisfied.
You said the question was, where did I think we were now, right?
The question was, again, is thinking about the directions the country is headed. And generally speaking, are you very satisfied or just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That question is complex.
Oh.
Because if the question is where it's going. I don't know where it's going.
Oh,
and I won't know until the election is over with the project, that 2025 project. If that's where we're going, I would say negative 10. But where we're going, I'm not really sure yet, and I won't know until we have our elections. That's my thought. I can't really answer that one.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I do apologize on this one. Let me see. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly approve? Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel cold or unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay.
You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is Joe Biden. How would you feel about Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. And then next one is going to be the Republican Party.
-100, 0.
Thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Next one is Tammy Baldwin.
100.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you. And next one is Donald Trump.
-100, 0.
Thank you. Next one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay, thank you. And Project 2025?
-0.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is very convincing. Reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that this is not a all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So the first one read, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down cost and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical bills, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. So on a 0 to 10, how would you feel this is?
And that's exactly what her goals are, yes.
All right, thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass the bill that would reserve the overturning of Roe v. Wade, confining and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this one?
10.
Thank you. And next one, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. A district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even reduce to bring charges against people accused of non-violence marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for non-violent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. From a 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
I would say an 8.
All right. Thank you. Next one. Sometimes over the course of survey, people change their mind. Is it okay if you didn't? But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very convincing reason to vote, 5 means you is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. The first one reads, all women but But Black women in particular have fought along and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. And he will sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. It is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. From 0 to 10, how would you vote this? Is convincing?
It's extremely important for me to vote because I'm against women should have choices. So I would say that would be a 10.
All right, thank you. And then Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our society's safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of quote entitlement programs unquote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect their retirement security of our service ourselves and our parents and grandparents.
10.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. Next one says, Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price grouping and stalling actions to address climate change.
I would vote a 10. I would say a 10.
All right,
very important to me.
All right, thank you. We need gun reforms now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies will make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby, as has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-power guns without background checks.
Because they're talking about those stock things where they shoot out, they're turning guns into automatics, and they don't have any issue with that. And that affects my community. And
yeah,
I don't like that. So I would say 10. I mean, I definitely say 10.
That's true. That's true. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And once again, please vote your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential elections and congressional elections in November from a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year's, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a undergraduate degree.
Thank you. Let's see. Are you married, unmarried, willing, living with a partner? Okay, thank you. Let's see. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
No, thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Sure.
Once again, thank you for answering all those questions.
No problem. Thank you for doing the work.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for volunteering.
You too. Thank you, man. Take care. Bye.